Namaste, Suprabhatam. Good morning to our listeners in the Greater Houston on KULF 1090 AM. Good afternoon to our Europe listeners, and good evening to our Bharat listeners on tunein.com, search for 106.1 FM. You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We are on the air for you every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. U.S. Central Time. Local time here is 4 minutes after 9 a.m. This is your host, Rakesh Parikh.
And Kanti Patel.
Our mission. Our mission is to make all aware of deep treasures of Vedic way of life, also known as Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. Our objective is 4H. 4H stands for Hindus, for Hindu Dharma, for Hindustan, and for Hindutva.
Thought of the day. Undisturbed calmness of mind is attained by cultivating friendliness towards the happy, compassion for the unhappy, delight in the virtues, and indifference towards the wicked.
We have an awesome show for you today. Stay tuned, coming your way shortly. 9:10 Hindu calendar. 9:30 Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, Anand is not available this weekend, so we're going to play some Bhagavad Gita excerpts. 10 a.m. events roundup. 10:11 prayer online. 10:30 Sri Meenakshi Temple time with Tara Narsimhan. 11 a.m. Quest of Hinduism, an interaction between you and us. 11:15 Young Hindu Voice, and 11:55 it will be Mangalam time.
श्याम की पैंजनिया झुनक श्याम की पैंजनिया जसुमति सुत को चलना सिखावत जसुमति सुत को चलना सिखावत अंगुरी गही गही दूजनिया अंगुरी गही गही दो जनिया झुनक श्याम की पैंजनिया झुनक श्याम की पैंजनिया झुनक श्याम की पैंजनिया श्याम बरन पर पीत झगुरिया श्याम बरन पर पीत झगुरिया शीस कुलैया चौतनिया शीस कुलैया चौतनिया जाको ब्रह्मा पार न पावे जाको ब्रह्मा पार न पावे माही खिलावत ग्वालनिया ताही खिलावत ग्वालनिया झुनक शाम की पैंजनिया झुनक शाम की पैंजनिया झुनक शाम की पैंजनिया खेलो दूर न जाओ पास ही खेलो मैं बलिहारी रंगनिया मैं बलिहारी रंगनिया सूर श्याम जसुमती बलिहारी सूर श्याम जसुमति बलिहारी सुत ही खिलावत लैकनिया सुत ही खिलावत लैकनिया झुनक शाम की पैंजनिया झुनक शाम की पैंजनिया झुनक शाम की पैंजनिया जसुमती सुत को चलना सिखावती जसुमती सुत को चलना सिखावत अंगूरी गही गही दूजनिया अंगूरी गही गही दूजनिया झुनक शाम की पैंजनिया झुनक शाम की पैंजनिया झुनक शाम की पैंजनिया झुनक शाम की पैंजनिया झुनक शाम की झुनक शाम की झुनक शाम की पैंजनिया
Today's calendar. Today is Vikram Samvat 2071, Plavagna, Shaka Savant 1936, Jaya Falguna, Panchami, Shukla Paksha, Nakshatra Revati, Sunday, February 27 to 28, Saturday, Ambaliki, Ekadashi, March 4th. Wednesday is Holi, Holi Kadahan, March 5th. Thursday, it's going to be Rangwali Holi. And now listen to this beautiful bhajan by Mridul Krishnaji. to reestablish Vedic India. That's by Baba Ramdev. Baba Ramdev suggests millions of Vedic signs by government of India. Government should give recognition to Ram currency, a lauded conference. Vedic people are doing divine job. People made banners on yoga and adhyatma. Maharshi broke those barriers. Emphasis should be on Vedic yoga. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is right. No religious group can incite hearted Hindus or non-Hindus by N. Mohan.
Okay, that was the World Hindu News. We are accustomed to use the word harmless in a rather derogatory sense. It has become almost synonymous with influential. Yet, the perfected harmlessness of the saint is by no means influential. It is a positive psychological force of tremendous power. When a man has truly and entirely renounced violence in his own thoughts and in his dealings with others, he begins to create an atmosphere around himself within which violence and enmity must cease to exist because they find no reciprocation. Animals too are sensitive to such an atmosphere. Wild beasts may be temporarily cowed with whips, but they can only be rendered harmless by the power of genuine harmlessness. As every good trainer knows, a lady who was accustomed to handle deadly snakes used to explain, "You see, they know I won't hurt them." The taste of ahimsa or harmlessness is absence of jealousy, said Swami Vivekananda. The so-called great men of the world may all be seen to become jealous of each other for a small name, a little fame, and for a few bits of gold. So long as this jealousy exists in a heart, it is far away from the perfection of ahimsa.
And how about that India cricket team yesterday?
Yeah, they did great.
Yeah, India won by 133 runs. India's took the batting the first, and they did score 307 for 7 wickets. And South Africa, which was actually predicted to go...
They were favorite.
Favorite, yeah. But they lost by 130 runs.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol.
Jai Jai
Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Since Anand is not available this weekend, we're going to play the Bhagavad Gita Sar. And so please listen to this Bhagavad Gita Sar. Mm-hmm.
did not read Bhagavad Gita until I understood that this life is a test for spirits to find perfect version of own self. And Bhagavad Gita is one of the course books. It has 18 chapters and was revealed in Sanskrit, which faded with time, leaving most ignorant about this divine book. Time to time, Gita is translated in easy versions for the benefit of mankind. In the same lines, under my Guru's able guidance, I am presenting in your feet just some parts of Bhagavad Gita in this format. Certain examples and references are taken from other scripts to create inquisitiveness to read Bhagavad Gita and other similar divine books. Bhagavad Gita was revealed around 5,000 years back by Lord Krishna to Arjuna during the biggest war in the name of Dharma, known as Mahabharata, on the grounds of Kurukshetra. This war was the result of extreme immoralities caused due to greed and competitiveness of the humans living in that time, which eventually led even insulting a married woman in men's forum. All this and many other reasons led 2 million casualties in these 14 days of battle. It also ended Dharma Yuga, or bronze time, or a time period until when humans were righteous and scared of God. However, before the humanity transit from Bronze Age to Iron Age or Kali Yuga, right before the war, this sacred book was revealed for humanity to keep God's name intact during dark times of Iron Age. When humans will go far from God and His existence, and divine books like Bhagavad Gita and others will play an important role, not only to reinstate humanity, but bringing humans and God together again. Bhagavad Gita was revealed through Lord Krishna as Torah revealed through Moses, Gospel through Jesus Christ, and Quran through Muhammad. Bhagavad Gita, Quran, Guru Granth Sahib, Bible or Torah are for the whole mankind rather for one religion, because these books teaches about God, reasons for His creation, and most important, it teaches spirits about the rules which need to be followed as humans, and based on these rules, a spirit will be judged after this life. The four criterias to clear this test is to stay righteous all the time, find meaning of own life, be non-threatening to self or anyone else by controlling lust, and finally, liberate from the cycle of life and death by attaining yoga or oneness with God. Until all four pillars are understood, a spirit will keep coming back to reappear for this test. God says in Bhagavad Gita that I was before the beginning and will be after the end. All is me, and I am in all. I am the reason for everyone's existence. I made mountains and rivers. I created stars, planets, sun and moon. I made gods, demigods, demons and humans. What one could see, hear, touch, feel, smell, all is me. I am the creator of everything, and I am the destroyer. And I will keep creating and destroying this in cycle to give repeated opportunities to spirits to attain moksha or liberation from this life and death and live with me forever. Bhagavad Gita says God calls this testing ground for our test as Prakriti or nature, created by five elements: air, fire, water, earth and ether, which a spirit could experience with its five senses by seeing, hearing, touching, tasting and smelling. However, finding God is beyond these five senses. Spirits in human body are not capable to understand God and their creation. Even Arjuna was given special eyes or divinetra to see the Virat Roop or God's glorious form. In the beginning of this test, Purusha or spirit get detached from God or Holy Spirit and enters Prakriti or nature in some physical form. And after going through 880 million lives, finally is blessed with a human body and a mind to conquer all four pillars of life, to finally achieve liberation from life and death. The first pillar is Dharma and is represented by loin. During life, a spirit needs to protect Dharma or truth all the time by being righteous. Second pillar is Artha or meaning of life. It is represented by horse. Each spirit needs to find purpose or meaning of own life to become part of whole creation, to live in universal harmony. Third pillar of life is calm or lust and is represented by a tiger. Throughout the test, humans will be put into difficult emotional situations or chakravyuhs with own family members and friends. To win over own impure emotions or gunas like greed, pride, lust, anger, ego, and jealousy. These emotions are known as tamasic and rajasic gunas. Our tamasic emotions force us to live a depressive and self-threatening lifestyle, whereas rajasic emotions will make humans competitive, hence threatening to other. However, criteria for each spirit is to attain a golden balance of sattvic lifestyle by being in perfect harmony while on earth, by being non-threatening to yourself, others, and nature. A decision taken under the influence of any of these emotions may lead into a lifetime repenting and can even preempt the chance of getting salvation through this test. Each spirit need to win control over these emotions by remaining content and thankful with what one has, without comparing and being competitive with anyone. Practice and illumination both will help spirit to achieve this perfect balance. Fourth pillar of this life is moksha and is represented by an elephant. During the life, each spirit consistently wish, and these wishes turn into physical realities sooner or later. Wishes, if not fulfilled in one life, become the reason for spirit's rebirth. Bhagavad Gita teaches that a spirit could reunite with God only if could conquer on all wishes or stop wishing. This pillar also teaches about universal forgiveness, which says that we must forgive all others who hurt us, and we must ask for the forgiveness from all those who we hurt. Until spirit understands all of these four pillars of life and clears this test, a spirit will keep coming back in human form to attain nirvana or finally mukti in some attempt. Once the time of this test is over, the spirit will leave body and all other possessions. What was owned will be now someone else, and spirit will leave for judgment. Based on the karma of that life, rewards in heaven and punishment in hell are given. However, once punishments are over, then the spirit is again given the opportunity to reappear in this test by providing a new body and a mind. During the test, depending upon own good and bad karma of many lives, one is rewarded temporary some comforts and sometimes challenges. but ultimate goal for a spirit on earth is to achieve mukti or liberation from this life and death by attaining yoga or oneness with God. Bhagavad Gita teaches that yoga or oneness with God could be established through body, mind or heart. Unity through body or action is called karma yoga. Bhagavad Gita explains that all are bound to do karma, and each good or bad karma will bring equal good or bad results without any exceptions. A spirit could achieve karma yoga by taking actions for the benefit of whole mankind rather just personal. Some who achieved unity with God through their selfless karma are Valmiki by writing Ramayan, Shravan by dedicating his own life to take care of his blind parents and taking them to pilgrimage, Mother Teresa through her unconditional love, and Madame Curie for her contributions toward radioactive elements to the mankind. All of them achieved karma yoga through their great work, which became eternal and conscious for many generations to come. Bhagavad Gita teaches that a spirit could also attain yoga with mind by meditating on God, and this unity is called as Raja Yoga, since mind is the king of all senses. A yogi or a spirit, by cleaning inner energy channels, shifting conventional focus of eyes, and with special body postures, could achieve oneness with God. Yogi or spirit learns this with practice to keep inner channels or nadis clean for smooth breathing during illumination and transmeditation. Yogis like Shankaracharya, Swami Paramahansa, Swami Vivekananda and many others were able to establish Raja Yoga with God. Bhagavad Gita teaches that yoga could be achieved through a devotional heart, and this unity through pure devotion towards God is called as Bhakti Yoga. One can achieve oneness with God by just chanting God's name all the time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mirabai, Lord Hanuman and many others set example of Bhakti Yoga while on earth. God says through Bhagavad Gita that he accepts all his devotees who come in his shelter. Even those who fail to understand any dharma or yoga. However, if and when spirits ever forget the reason for this test and their existence and indulge themselves in extreme immoralities by breaking moral boundaries, then I will manifest myself in some form to reinstate dharma by killing not righteous to protect humanity and reinstate dharma. Let's read complete Shri Bhagavad Gita or Guru Granth Sahib or Tura or Quran or Bible in which we have faith and achieve oneness with God for which we spirits have come on earth. Please share it with all spirits, especially kids, so that the new generation could make their reality based on the absolute truth that we all are spirits with a body and a mind, and this life is a test to clear to live with God forever.
Listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. We are on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon. We'd like to hear your comments. Our phone number here is 832-704-9600. 9273. And now we know Holi is coming soon, so I'm going to play a bhajan, which is actually for Holi, and how gopis are playing Holi with Krishna.
Rang darungi, darungi, rang darungi, oh, rang darungi, darungi, rang darungi, re rang darungi, darungi, rang darungi, re nand ke lalan pe. Que la Mm-hmm. मृदंग के तालन पे रंग डारुंग डारुंग डफ मृदंग के तान डफ मृदंग के पकड़ लो इनको बेंदी लगाऊं इन भालन पे रंग डारूंगे डारूंगे बेंदी लगाऊं इन भालन पे रंग डारूंगे डारूंगे रंग डारूंगे नंद के लालन पे डारूंगे डारूंगे डारूंगे
उधो प्रेम वालों ने कब वक्त पूछा यहाँ दम दम में होती है पूजा,
यहाँ दम दम में होती है पूजा।
सर झुकाने की फुर्सत नहीं है,
ये तो प्रेम की बात है, उदो बंदगी तेरे बस की नहीं है।
ये तो प्रेम की बात है उदो, असल में है मस्ती में डूबे उन्हें क्या परवाह जिंदगी की,
जो असल में है मस्ती में डूबे उन्हें क्या परवाह जिंदगी की,
जो असल में है मस्ती में डूबे उन्हें क्या परवाह जिंदगी की, जो उतरती है चढ़ती है मस्ती,
जो उतरती है चढ़ती है मस्ती,
वो हकीकत में मस्ती नहीं है,
ये तो प्रेम की बात है उदो, बंदगी तेरे बस की नहीं है।
ये तो प्रेम की बात है उदो,
listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. We're on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Our phone number is 832-704-9273. And now it is time for events roundup, the events in the Houston area.
And this morning, let's announce here, DAV Montessori has an open house on March 6th, Friday, from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. RSVP at 281-759-3286. DAV Montessori celebrations is at 14375 Schiller Road, Houston. And you give your children the best of both worlds with academic excellence and spiritual growth. And that is happening on March 6th.
Vipassana Meditation, March 1st through 12th. Vipassana Meditation course as taught by Sri Goenka and his assistant teachers at American Body Center, 29123 Mellon Road, Hempstead, Texas, 77445. Courses given in 10 days, retreats are free, but donations are welcome. For information, call 972-34.